Hey, we back with another one. You feel me? It's No Jumper, man. And I'm almighty. Y'all know what we doing. You feel me? I got a real special guest in here today. You feel me? I done known her for a long time. We're going to get into that. You feel me? Grew up with her. Long story. Y'all going to find out real soon. But you know what I'm saying? She been dropping singles for a long time, bro. Dropping freestyles for a long ass time. You feel me? She been doing her shit, working hard for a real long time. You know, from her songs. L.A. shit. You feel me? The Go Shorty. She got bangers for real, you know? You feel me? So for the one and only, man, introduce yourself to the people.
Yeah, por vida en this bitch. Y'all know what the fuck you do.
Yeah. How you feeling today?
I'm nervous.
Don't be nervous.
I know. It's family.
You know, it's family, for real. We good. No cap. Man, so I want to let the people know exactly, you feel me, what you do, who you are, you know what I'm saying, your early life, you feel me? So, you feel me? For the people who don't know, you feel me? Tell them what you do, you feel me? And you know.
What don't I do? No, I'm just playing. I'm an artist, for real. What is, like, an artist? I could dance, I could sing, rap. Yeah, I could just perform around you, bitch. For real.
That's a fact for a long time. You feel me? So let's get right into it, man. Tell us about your early life, how you grew up. You feel me? Where you from, et cetera.
I'm from South Central LA. Right there on Manchester in 87. For to cut it short, I would say probably for the first 10 months, it was smooth. I was stable. Oh, my bad. I was stable. You know, I got a crazy family. I got a gangster dad and lovable mom. My mom's with the business too, but you know, she's the lovable one. My dad's like the crazy side. And then, you know, just real strict parent. Like, my dad was real strict. Like, I couldn't even fucking stand outside because we was in Manchester right there by Fig. So if I was standing outside, I was a prostitute. Mm-hmm. I would get called a prostitute or whatever the fuck, stupid shit. But we were stable for, I would say, like the first 10 years right there in South Central. And then after that, it was just a fucking mess. Like, you know, we was moving everywhere. Well, I'm talking like, we wouldn't even get evicted type shit. It would be more so we would get into it with hoods or like we would get into it right there in the area. And then, you know, the house would get shot up. The house, you know, just.
This pops, he's the game just, man.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, and, you know, my brother said, you would, you know, they just not, they never let themselves, you know that? Like,
facts.
We not like that. If we gonna play ball, we gonna play ball, and we take it to that extent. So that's why it was always like, you know, bush. But for the most part,
tell them how many siblings you got.
I got four. I got three brothers and one little sister.
How was that growing up? Which child is you? Like middle?
I'm the middle child.
How was that? Having older and younger.
It was honestly the best of both worlds. Like my brother, I feel like my brothers really raised me. Like. Damn, they got more of, like, the best of my parents, I would say. Like, my little brother and my little sister. But me, I feel like I was more raised with the boys. Like, my brothers used to be my ass. My dad used to be my ass. Like, I grew up with my brothers. Like, we couldn't even come home without each other. If we all didn't come home together, we all getting our ass beat when we got home. You know,
They would round each other up before they went home.
Yeah.
Because they had to come in the house together.
Yeah.
That's a fact.
And then if my brother couldn't find me or another couldn't find me, they would meet me somewhere and they'd kick my ass for them trying to find me type shit. And then, man, around that time it was fun. You know, we were running packs, like walking up that fucking hill, like just doing it up, going to Taco Bell, the dance battles at McDonald's and all that shit. You remember all that shit? Like, what the fuck? Like, that's what made me.
It was crazy. So, like, after y'all moved from Manchester, where did y'all go?
We went to, to Hunger.
So,
we went to the SAV.
What was that like, you feel me, going from South Central to that small ass city, you feel me, moving out there? Like, how was it?
It was kind of like.
Was it a culture shock?
Nah, for sure. For sure. Yeah, like, it was different, fool. Like you could see the difference. Like when we went in, we automatically
crazy.
Yeah, like yeah, you know what's up. Like, and we wanted to be like us too, so I didn't give a fuck. Like, you feel me? Like, so I didn't give a fuck. But other than that, yeah, it was a culture shock. You know, like we was already getting harassed by the police and shit, but over there it was worse. Like, school police was on our ass. Like. Bro, they knew, like, they were, like, right, every school I would go to, it would be, like, Palmetto, like, you know, like, they already knew it was cracking over there, like, so, yeah, it was bullshit. like, we get into a lot of bullshit over there. Hmm. But it was cool. The bullshit everywhere, shit.
That's a fact. At this age, was you, like, what came first, dancing or rap for you?
Dancing.
And what age was this?
For sure. Damn, since I was little, fool, like, my mom, since we were little, she would always walk around with a video camera. Hmm. And I just push everybody out the way, like, hey, I'm here. You know, like, I'm the one, like, type shit. And I feel like it really started, like, singing, kind of, because I would always ask for a karaoke machine since I was little. Hmm. And I would always just, like, be in the camera dancing. I would watch, like, dancing movies growing up, like, Honey, Bring It On,
Honey was the
Step Up, like, all that shit, like, you know? I would watch, like, anybody performing Rebelde, like, the novelas and shit, like, shit like that. Selena, like, my first CD was a Selena CD. So, yeah, so my mama, for Christmas, yeah, she gave me that shit with the karaoke machine. And when they would leave the whole house, I'll get a broom, and I would stand in the corner of the fucking couch, and I would get on, you know how the couch has that, like, where you sit your arms?
Mm-hmm, the armrest on it.
Yeah, I would stand on that shit with the broom, my little ass, and I pretend I'm singing for everybody. Like, looking down.
So you knew since you was a kid, that's what you wanted to do.
But dancing, like, I don't know how, like, I gotta do some ancestry shit. I don't know. I think it's me for real. But, nah, I'm just kidding. But I don't know who. It was my brother, like, we'll get into that. But yeah, like, the dancing came about, like, probably in school. Like, they was just trying to, like, get me into something to stay out of trouble type shit. And,
So, like, a dancing school or the classes or something?
Yeah, like, just, like, they would be like, what do you like to do? Like,
right.
And I ain't a music school. Y'all, I'm not about to start rapping at y'all because I'm about to talk to my, like, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So I was just like, man, okay, trip out. So if you look at my real name, like, I've competed. Like, I'm Miss Dance Drill Team USA. Like, I won a gang of just like, and that shit mean a lot.
What was drill team? Was this, like, middle school or something, high school?
Nah, it was Miss Dance Drill Team USA. So it's dance and drill teams. They don't go against each other because it's two categories different, you know? But they had their own category and we had our own. And I would be going against other schools and
what
shit.
What age is this?
Yeah, this is probably when I was, like, in sophomore year.
Okay.
But I bit, like, in elementary, I was still doing, like, little, like, dances and stuff. The first team I had gotten into it was, like, elementary, but I got kicked out of it because I threw a pencil at my teacher. So it was some stupid-ass shit. She pissed me off. But anyways, that was, like, the first time. And then after that, I didn't get into no teams until, like, high school, like, teams. But I was always dancing. Like, I would put TV on and learn dances, like, just watch them, and then I'll just learn it, like, you know, but I just think I'm naturally a performer, like.
And so the dancing came first, okay.
Yeah,
so.
And I think that's where the competitive do come about too, because if we going, like,
them real dance competitions.
Yeah, like, type shit. And I feel like, my bad. So from the dance, I think dance and that shit got me into the rapping, because more so I was like, you know, dancing is like more for the back type shit. And I didn't really like that. Like, when I was in a team and stuff, bro, I was eating all the bitches up. Like, the sophomore, seniors, dancers, all of them, hip-hop-wise, was fucking them up. You know, my coach would even tell me, like, I need her in the front. Like, and then I would even tell him, like, I could tell, like, she kind of butt her. Like, she want to be in the front. Like, get her in the front. And he'll, like, try to do it, and he'll be like, hell no, I want you in the front. Like, you need to come back to the front. Yeah. Where was I going with this? Okay, so. Oh, yeah.
How you got into the dancing and then
okay,
the rapping.
So with the dancing.
I got you.
Yeah. Just because I was so good at dancing and, like, the versatility, like, I could dance to anything, I would feel like that's why I'm so good with music, because I got an ear for music and I know what can make shit move. Like, and I know, I've been through real shit, so it's, like, not like I'm popping it. Like, I'm really, it's all authentic. Like, it's no bullshit, so.
Yeah. Now, that's a fact. You have lived a crazy life. You feel me? Speaking of that, can we get into, like, what's some of the earliest crazy memories you got?
Like, family-wise?
Yeah, give me something. Okay, well, crazy in general.
It's a lot.
I know.
Okay,
this
so.
This for the fans. You know, I know.
Damn.
Give us
it's
a good one.
It's because a lot of shit I can't say because it's like.
Give us one you could. Give us one you could say. Nothing too. It don't got to be that crazy, but give us something you could say.
Okay, so I remember one time, right? Damn, but I'm not gonna say.
You don't gotta get too specific.
Oh, okay.
You gotta get too specific.
I'll say the craziest shit in my life. You know what? I was gonna talk about some, like, family shit, fighting. But look, this is what the crazy shit that happened to me. Fool. All right, so look, this was reason two, like in 2017, I had to drop out of school because of shit. Okay, so boom, we moved somewhere. Whatever, we ended up getting into it with some hoods.
This when y'all left to hunger.
Yep, and we was all over the place after that. Like, mm-hmm. All over the place.
That's when I didn't see y'all no more.
Yeah, all over the place, fool. So we moved to some certain hood. I'm not gonna say, cause fuck them.
You don't got to.
Yeah, yeah. We moved over there. And you know, same thing, like, my brothers, you know my brothers was all about their paper. Mauricio would bust it if he had to. He didn't give a fuck. Like, my brothers was making money since kids. So like, they gonna do what they have to do.
Facts, yo. We'll get into that. Your brother put me on a lot of shit. I ain't gonna lie.
Let's not say. I'm just kidding. Me too. Yeah, so, you know, they banged out. They, you know, rocking to go to work, fools fuck with them, whatever. And a whole bunch of bullshit ends up happening, and we end up getting with them. Jason and Mauricio fucking these fools up back
these
to back.
Brothers.
Yeah, Jason and Mauricio fucking these fools up back to back. So it's old heads coming and coming. Like, it's just getting worse and worse type shit. So one time, we all happened to stay home from school one day, and this was beef ongoing. We all happened to stay home from school day, me, Mauricio, and Jason. And we just hear, like, Mauricio's in the shower, fool. And I'm in the living room. Jason's passed out in the couch. And then you just see my brother Mauricio run out. He goes, "My dad." But in his boxers, fool, wet as fuck, like, and he was a towel on his thing. He's like, "My dad, you guys don't hear that?" So he runs out and we hit the cut because we had like a house where like our garage was right here and then this was the front. So we had this all open. The cars was right there and then this was the front. He runs like that and Jason hops up. We run and my dad's getting down with like three fools. And then, he's getting down with him. And then my brothers, then they start getting down with them. I'm not going to say what would happen after that. But something...
It got crazy.
Yeah. It got crazy. So I guess they ended up coming to the house that day. They shot up the crib. It gets worse after that, you know.
It get crazier.
Yeah. So then, boom. One day we're going to my grandma's house. Fool. We're on the freeway. This is why I don't drive anymore. I know how to drive.
But you're scared.
Okay.
To drive.
I'm scared as fuck to drive. Like, bro, all the cars that I bought, they'll sit in the garage. I'll smoke a blunt in that motherfucker, right? Like, but I'm not, like, my Uber, I'm sorry, bitch.
You scared to drive.
Like, I'm
That's
scared
crazy.
To drive. So they cut the brakes. I don't know what, but they
That's
cut
some
our.
Real Serrano shit.
They cut our brakes, fool. We're in the freeway. Like, we're on Manchester, like, fool. We end up, like, going past Florence, all that shit. Like, we end up, the car, we I don't even know how to say this because we didn't even get caught. But we hit like the car didn't stop. We hit a gang of cars, was crashing everywhere. Like my dad was trying to it was me, Big Head, my brother was the priest, me, Big Head, and my little brother JC and my little sister.
The whole family was in the car.
We was all in the car. We were always rolling my pops, you know? So we was all in the car and it was bad. Well, I remember I was like, damn, we're gonna die, like. And then it got to the point where it stuck, so you couldn't move. Like, we literally was just going to the gas right now. Like, I don't know how there was no choppers, there was no cops. Like,
God was with y'all that
day. Yeah, because that was probably one of, like scariest parts of my life. But it was more crazy, like.
Damn, that's crazy as hell. So once you get into the dancing and then the music, you feel me? Like, what were some of the first songs you recorded? You feel me? Like, and how old was you when you really got into the rap? Like, all right, I'm finna rap.
I'm not even gonna lie, like, I didn't wanna do no fucking music. Like, So when I would try to write, I would try to write singing songs, like, stuff to sing. And I'd be like, man, I'm not with this shit. But I could sing for real, but I probably can't write a singing song type shit. But I can. But rapping, I think one day I was just like, man, I'm gonna try it. And then I'm like, damn, I'm pretty hard. Like, I fuck with this shit.
Who influenced you to rap?
My brother. Yeah. They put me on to like the rappy shit mostly. Like, my brother Mauricio, like, he put me on to like Lil Wayne, like all them fools, like West Side Connection, East Siders, The Game. Like, I listen to all that shit, Ice Cube, all this, but because of them, you know? And then if I was to play girl shit, they'd be like, man, turn that shit off. Like, what the fuck? Like, play some gangster shit. Like, so then I would have to hear that shit. Like, I would hear it, but I fucked with it, you know? And then Jason, too, like, he would write a lot, but that fool was more like, let me write a song for you type shit. Like, he never wanted to be, like, in the camera.
He was
camera.
Never a
He
a
hated
front. He
recording
never,
himself, fool.
He never liked being in the limelight,
I don't know if you remember,
ever.
Too, but, like, say, like, when the, like, I don't know, you was there for a couple, you was there for a lot of shit, but when there was that one Rumble, like, I don't know if you remember when my brothers went around the whole group and they were like, if any of y'all fucking record, it's on your ass, like, this
them niggas really lived by the old code.
Yeah, you couldn't record nothing. You couldn't. He didn't like being like. They're just like, you know. But him, he was mostly like, man, keep doing it. Like, you keep doing that shit. And I remember one time, it's so vivid too, because it's before he passed. Like the.
You got it.
Okay, hold on.
No, you all right? Take a little bit. You good? Okay, you got this shit.
Like right before he passed.
You all right? Okay, you all right? Okay. You got it.
It was crazy, too, because, like, he would hear my songs, but he would just be like, man, I ain't heard you spit for real. Like, man, I would be scared to spit in front of him, you know? Mm. But one day we was outside kicking it, like, and it was some other fool with us, too. And then he was like, man, you don't spit. I spit better than, like, you don't spit. Like, so I'm like, man,
he trying to make you
spit.
Rap.
Like, I, like, yeah, he would always do that shit. Like, fucking press me. Like, you know, so, man, I rap. He's like, you a rapper? Yeah, I rap. He's like, rap then. And I'm like, man, you ain't no rap. Like, you know, he would just punk me type shit. So I started rapping for him one day, and I know, like, he seen that he was like, what the fuck? Mm-hmm. He tripped out. He's like, your delivery's crazy. Like, and he gave me a big ass hug that day. Mm.
Our bro was the GOAT, man. Now, you good. You feel me? You good. We got this shit today. No cap. We got this shit today. You feel me?
Yeah, hell he gave me a big ass hug that day, and then I think that's when I was like, oh, shit, like.
I'm finna rap.
I like this shit. Like, I like the love that I was getting from my family type shit. Because when they always knew that I was, like, a creída, like, you know, was in Spanish, like, you know. But, like, they always knew I was meant, for, like, to do this shit. It was just, I'm so overthinker, and I'm so, like, I don't know. I got anxiety. Shit, I don't trust people. Obviously, you know what's up.
You got a crazy life.
Yeah, so I don't. Rare you really see me outside. If I really fuck with you, I'll come. But other than that, I'm in the house with my mom, learning, you know, like taking care of my family type shit.
Hell yeah. So once you start rapping and shit, do you remember the first song you recorded?
Yeah, I do. Shit, okay, so the first time I got in, this is the first time I ever got in the studio. I was some stripper bitch. I was living with her because we was homeless at the time because, yeah, we got every, okay, we that's what I was going to say. We would get evicted, but not because we was broke or anything, because we wasn't broke. It was just the owners would be like, oh, hell nah, like, right. My house getting shot, like, all this shit, like, nah, get the up out of here, like, so it was hard, and like, to, you know, so we was in Momo's and garages for a while, and at some point, like, you know, it was getting hectic in there, like, it's a little ass garage and there's a fucking 10 of us, like, right. What, like, I'm out of here, like, I gotta go do something. And I was a high school dropout already, you know, at that time, so I was living with my homegirl, she was a stripper and shit, and then I ended up moving to Westminster, like over there, mm-hmm. And the first producer,
like Orange County type shit.
Yeah, and the first producer I really like fucked with was Darren Vegas. He used to like produce for like Tupac, like Death Row and shit like that. And like that was the first time I heard myself on a track type shit. Like I actually sat and wrote something. Like before I would just like
freestyle.
Yeah,
shit.
Or like I'll write it and memorize it because I can't really freestyle. I have to like memorize that shit and I'll have it like in my head type shit. Mm-hmm. And then he heard me. He's like, "Who are you? Like, what the fuck?" And I'm like, "Me." At first, I was like Shorty, like, cause that's what everybody knew me as, Shorty. Mm-hmm. Like, and then you know, he heard me. He was like, "Man, let's get something going. Like, you dope as fuck. Like, and you're Latina. Like, what? Like, you don't hear like this shit." Facts. And I actually took my brother Big Head to him for the first time, but Jason ended up getting locked up, and he didn't finish the song. I'll show you it eventually. He recorded his own shit one time, but it was just for him. And that shit is deep, fool. And he heard my brother, and he was like, Oh, your brother writes crazy. Like, he sound like a fucking Latino Tupac. Like, the shit he's saying is like, what the fuck? Like, he was even telling me, like, you should let him write for you at some point. But I was always like, man, what the fuck?
Hell nah.
Like, so he never got to finish that record, but he had one. But yeah, my first song was with Darren Vegas. Shout out Darren.
How that shit make you feel hearing yourself?
I tripped for the first time. Out. I'm like, what the fuck?
So that shit made you more confident? Yeah, like, I really want to do this shit.
Nah, yeah, it for sure did. Like, I was like, man, it gave me like a foot in, foot out type shit. Like, I was kind of like, all right. Like, if I put my mind to it, I could do anything I want to fucking do. You feel me? It's just more so if I have a bad feeling about anything, any little thing, I can't. And then I know, like, yeah, I don't know. It's like, you know who you want to work with type shit, producers type. It's not right, it's just not right. And for me, music is all about feeling type shit. So, I don't know. Yeah, that was the first time I did with my song. I haven't worked with him in a while, but that was the first time I had recorded myself. And I was like, damn, I'm hard. And if I believe in myself, that's even better. Like, so.
That's a fact. So what's your studio process like? Like you feel me? Like, walk us through.
Snooze.
A day you getting ready to go to the studio, you feel me? Then when you in there, you feel me? What's your process like?
Damn, bro. I don't even know. I always try to be like, oh, I'm a write to this shit before I go in type shit.
You try to go prepare.
Yeah. It don't work like that. Because then that day I'll end up being like, I don't feel like that. Like, it has to be that day. Like, I have to record it within that day or like how I feel that day. It has to be recorded because the next day I'm on to something else. Like, I don't know. I got ADHD, fool, so I'm just like, okay, what's next, like, type shit. And if I'm writing so much where I'm rereading and thinking about it, I'm like, this shit not code enough, like, and I'll just...
Scrap it.
Yeah, so a lot of the time, my studio sessions would be me, like, oh, like, record this, hold on, let me come out, let me see how that sound, like, type shit.
Perfectionist.
Yeah,
perfectionist,
bro. Perfectionist, like... Even too, like, even if with the person that I'm working with at the time, I'll be like, oh, yeah, it's cool. I'll go home and listen to me, like, this shit trash. I'm like recording that shit at another studio. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, like.
Sometimes that shit sounds hard as fuck.
It really depends on, like, who you have in there and what energies are in there because.
So you big on energy?
Yeah, big, bro. Some, like, recipes, my boy 89, like, that was who I really, really fuck with. Like, you know, like, that fool.
That was your
Darren
main engineer
was
main
engineer. That was my partner. That was basically going to be like my manager type shit. Yeah, you know, like, that was my everything. That was my, like, literally, like, one of my best friends, too. Like, that fool took me in when I was hungry, when I didn't have, nothing to eat. Like, you know, like, and that fool believed in me so much. Like, so that's really, like,
what
where
age did you
I,
link up with him? How old was you?
Shit, when was this, Pop? Like, 5 years ago, 2019, you know? Yeah, around beginning of 2019,
okay.
I met him through my boy Snoop. Shout out my boy Snoop. He shoots all my videos and stuff, tap in with him. I met it through him. And that first day we linked, bro, we made Go Shorty, like that first time. And
that shit hot.
Yeah, good looking. Appreciate that. But, yeah, featuring my boy. Y'all go check that out. But him... The Darren Vegas shit, like, when I first heard myself, I was like, cool, but I got real life shit going on, so it's like, whatever.
So it's hard. That's another question that I want to ask you. Like, how do you maneuver through your personal life and your rap life? Like, how do you juggle both?
I could put them together. Like.
Speak on that a little bit.
Because rap is what you're talking about, right? This your life is what you're talking about. That's why I feel like. Excuse me, but that's why I feel like I'm so different from all these other hoes because you could tell they're lying. Like, you could tell they're lying. And then when people...
Authenticity, not there.
Bro, stop playing, yeah.
Authenticity is
and
not
when
there.
They ask you, like, what you ask me, talk about, like, be like, oh, it's just crazy, bro. Like, bitch. But
it's
whatever.
No story.
It's nothing, bro. It's nothing, like... And, bro, like, besides this rap shit, like, motherfuckers know who the fuck we is. Like, I don't care what nobody say. They know who the fuck our family is, what our last name hold, what I could do, what my brothers, everyone could do individually in my family type shit, you know? So I don't give a fuck. What was the question? Sorry. I was getting
nah, that's
I,
good.
I was getting
this
mad,
your first
man.
Interview. You feel me? You gotta show the people who you is. You know they wanna know who you is for real. You
no,
know?
Yeah. Oh yeah. So yeah, for the
juggling your personal life and your rap
yeah,
life.
Yeah, yeah. Man, you gotta you gotta put that shit into your music. Like some stuff, like I will say there's a lot of songs, like real personal songs that have too like sometimes you gotta just do it for yourself. Like fuck like don't like just talk to yourself like you would want somebody to talk to you type shit. Like, so I would, like, kind of, like, talk, like, letter to my pop, shit like that. Like, it's all too, like, for me type shit. And when y'all could get that side of me, then y'all get it. But it's like, the music has to be about your life. It's not going to feel authentic at all. What you going to rap about? You pop, like, you're going to be like, oh, I'm going through this at home, but I'm going to talk about getting money and all this shit. But you broke
but
as fuck at
no
home.
Money.
Yeah, like,
right.
What is you doing? Like, so yeah, nah.
So how do you, speaking of that, how you feel about like the state of female rap right now? You feel me? Speaking of that, like how you feel about it? What you think we need more of? You feel me? Like
that,
what's missing?
I think authenticity, like I think a lot of hoes is lying. Like you can tell the way you talk, the way you standing, the way you talking, the way you looking, like, the way you so friendly with, like, you, man, what? Like, I don't know. But I think what I have that nobody else got is performance. I want to go to the Grammys.
You perform your ass off.
Thank you.
With the choreography,
I appreciate that.
She perform
and
her then, ass off.
And that's just me. Imagine what I could do
missing.
With.
We missing that from rap. Motherfuckers just stand there with the mic.
Yeah,
no
we need
performance.
To bring the Michael Jackson's, Chris Brown's, all that shit back. Like, I feel like that's what I bring as Vimo. Like, bro, I could perform. Give me a whole fucking like, bro, I could choreograph. I could do formation. Like, I could really put on a stage. Like, I could really perform. Like, I could put the mic down and set it off. Like, with or without.
Speaking of that, do you remember your first performance?
Bro,
where was it?
Bro,
break us down.
Bro,
with that
it
one.
Was okay. It was Go Shorty, huh? That had to be okay. So that was when I was like, I'm gonna do this shit. Our first Go Shorty thing, like. It was just invite only. Come if you want to be in the video type shit. Bro, how many people we had in that motherfucker? That shit was packed inside and out. And I was just like, they was just fucking with us off the string. Like, I wasn't even really like, if you knew me, you knew me. Like,
right.
But we just posted that shit one day, and then everybody was showing love. Food. Like, if I already had, like, did it, like, anything you do that you haven't done feels like you've made it. So when I had did that, bro, we was receiving so much love. Like, and it wasn't even it was a performance because it was for the video. Like, for the video, we had to perform.
Ah, so you had a performance in the video, and that was your first performance.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it felt like I was, it was my, it was our shit, but it felt like my real first performance because it was a gang of motherfuckers there. And in the video, you could see, like, everybody knew our shit. Like, they already knew, already knew the song, everything. So when I was looking at them do that shit, it's been shy. I was like, what the fuck? Like, okay, this shit finna go. This shit gonna go the right way. If we keep doing this shit off the muscle, it's gonna go. So I was like, yeah, this shit cool.
See, not that's fire for sure, you feel me? Do you feel like you face any challenges, you feel me, being in a male-dominated industry and you feel me, female rapper? You feel like you face any challenges?
Hell no. You know how many motherfuckers have... Man,
speak on it.
I'm not gonna say no names, but there's a lot
no
of.
Names.
I'm not gonna.
You don't got to.
I'm gonna say.
But speak on that shit.
There's a lot of rappers. I'm saying no to y'all favorite rappers. They're rappers, whatever. What's it called? You could tell they're not even with it like that either. But whatever. Some of them have hit me up before too to like get on the song and shit. I'll get on a song and I eat their ass up on that song and they won't release it. That's happened to me quite a gang of times.
That's crazy.
Has that happened to you?
That's for sure happened
to me.
Yeah,
like, they'll be like, oh, nah, they gassed me on my song. I'm not dropping that shit.
I done had a nigga re-record his shit before for sure and be like, I'm finna send another verse. I'm finna redo it. You feel me? I'm gonna do that shit over type shit. Hell yeah.
Yeah, nah. That's why I really like when I do work with artists. It hasn't happened a lot because I really don't really care about working with artists. A suspect, except you.
You gotta do some shit. It's good.
But I always want to be like hands on. So I feel like it's better for both to be in studio. Yeah.
I don't like that email shit.
I don't like that sending back and forth shit. Like, I really don't because what if you can fuck with my mix, bro? Like, and that's happened to me too. Like, anytime, okay, that not the only reason I don't work with girl rappers is because I haven't seen real authentic ones first. And because if I do see somebody that I do end up fucking with, them bitches would try to, like, do something to my mix or, like, try to make me sound, like, a little bit, I don't know, or, like, they just want to release a song type shit. Like, you know, I guess you, so, type shit. But it don't got to be like that. We could be, like, in the same room and love each other just like the dudes do it. But bitches is just like, mm-mm. But if y'all do see, like, real authentic bitches and, like, real hood bitches, that's...
So you just send them away.
Yeah, do you feel like your personality?
Do you feel like your personality show in your music?
Yeah, for sure. You think so?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. I think I perform real well. You could tell when I'm talking to the camera. You know what I'm talking about. Even like, that's why I too a lot of, like, I don't know. You could just tell when somebody lying for like. So, and that too, my boy Snooze, that fool be on my head. Like, if it's not like a good, he's like, I'm not recording that. Redo that again. Like, your energy's off. Like, you know, he be on my head. So, that it really, like, whenever it does go good or I do drop something, it's because the team behind it was good, like, at that time, you know? Because, bro, how you going to have... It's like a roller coaster. You going to have... That motherfucker going to go, but if one loose screw is off and that shit fall, the whole ride is going to fall. You get me?
It got to be a working engine. Everybody got to play their role.
Yep, exactly. So, I feel like when I do, it's because I feel like the time is right type shit.
Nah, I think that's fire. How do you handle criticism and negative shit when people be hating?
I don't be on the internet. That's the problem. Y'all motherfuckers gotta get off the internet. Like, what the fuck? I don't be on the internet. I swear to God, I got a real life. I take care of my brother's son sometimes, you know? I take care of my godkid, my nephews, nieces. I help my mom. Like, we lost two people, so I take care of the bills too. Like, that's why y'all bitches always out. Y'all got money for that shit, like, because y'all bitches don't pay no bills. Y'all not paying nobody else's bills. Y'all not doing nothing. So, you know, but the hate, anybody would tell you, like, the only time I'm on my phone is when I'm at work. If I'm at home, I'm cleaning. I'm with my mom downstairs, like, talking, like. And if I ever do post shit, I just put my phone, like, I'll post it and leave it and I'll look at it later. I don't really get hate like that. I get a lot of love. So if you are hating, you're just a hater.
That's right.
Yeah.
For me, you just have to ask for me. Because, you know, some people don't handle hate well, you know?
Nah, they
let it get to them, let it bother them and shit. You know what I'm saying? I think it's good that motherfuckers have examples. Somebody like that shit don't bother me.
Nah, I don't care. Because you're not going to do that to me in real life.
See, you heard it. You feel me? That shit don't bother her, you know? For real. Man, you feel me? Let's get into some more shit, man. You feel me? Because motherfuckers gonna watch this and they gonna be like, they know each other. You feel me? Let's tell the people.
Like, they talking like they homies.
You feel me? This family, for real. I didn't know her since I was like, what, like eight or nine, some shit? Like, since elementary school. You feel me?
No, for real.
I went to school with her for a
y'all
long time.
Y'all done turned motherfuckers out from the skinny jeans, made them turn fucking wear. Y'all was, man.
Man, speak on this.
Y'all was on
how
some
we met
crazy
when we was
shit.
Kids.
Boom. Bron's crazy, bro. I said. My bad. Okay. Let's not.
Tell what's how it we called? Met
bro, how fighting y'all? Well, basically, I feel like y'all, we all really met because we're from the same area. Like, we all from the same area. Y'all clicked instantly. Like, he just brought this fool home one day. Like, what the fuck? I was like,
okay.
And then the first thing that my brother told me, I swear, my brother told me this fool could get down. So I don't care. Like, he with me. Like, this fool could get down, and anybody could get down. Like, if you could get down, you good. Because you're not going to be no bitch when you fucking with my brother. So.
Nah, that's a fact. A lot of people will look at us crazy because they like, what is you doing with this bald head Mexican nigga with the long socks? I'm like, nigga, this is my boy. And just like how he would do that, I would do the same thing. I'm like, this little nigga got heart, nigga. He going to squabble anything. Ain't nobody going to tell us nothing. You feel me? Now, we met as kids. You know what I'm saying? So, like, damn, you feel me? Yeah, me and your brother met. We was young as hell. You feel me? My sister met your sister. They had ended up getting into it. That's how we met, too. You remember that shit? Tell them.
Bro.
We got stories for y'all.
Yeah.
Good clip.
That shit is crazy. Bro, let's not talk about when they fought.
My little sister and her little sister.
They was best friends. They was like best friends because they was the same age. They was like best friends.
It was like fucking six.
But it was so funny, yeah, because when they had fought, bro. Bro, it was so funny. I don't know what the fuck they was fighting over.
Some stupid kid shit.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it was because Brenda had these beads. Your sister had these beads in her hair. And Melanie was like, I want them. She took them off Brenda's hair. And Brenda got mad. And then it's so funny, though, because they had got into it or whatever. Bro, that same day, they was making dances together in the corner. Like, they was so funny. Like, little kid stuff. Yeah.
At that time, like, I'll tell y'all how I see it, right? You feel me? Same, her story... And her brothers was similar to mine. Even my parents were together in South Central, nigga, some shit happened, we leave. We go to the Valley type shit, nigga, and it was culture shock, you feel me?
Yeah.
And I remember I was there first.
Not like that, but you were probably one of the first black.
Facts.
Yeah.
Well, I was one of the only black people out there,
yeah,
you feel me?
Yeah, I feel like, Marcus was black and white.
And y'all was some of the only Hispanics out there, too, for sure.
Yeah.
So when they land in the school, I remember like yesterday, nigga, some bald head niggas walking there looking like they twins, long ass socks. I'm like, these niggas for sure from LA. You feel me? For sure. So
yeah.
You feel me? I end up getting, I never said nothing to him at first. You feel me? Like, we just, nigga, both would just, you feel me, look at each other through the classroom and shit, stare at each other and shit.
Be like, our we could sisters, be friends.
Our sisters get into it and then it make us talk because they got into it. Me and him, like, overseen the fight. You feel me? We understood, like, this not our problem. They finna fight. They handled it. We overseen it. It happened or whatever.
Where was this? We was in elementary school. Yeah, we was in Sutherland, huh?
Yeah.
Damn,
elementary school.
That's crazy.
Yeah, we went to elementary school. So, you feel me? That's how I end up hanging out with her brother. You feel me?
And hey, low-key, fool, and Mount Glee, I don't even like saying our school like that. They don't even get to say that we got to go there because fuck them. But Mount Glee, that shit was, bro, the school police was bullshit. They was getting us like if we was fucking adults.
Fair.
Bro, but they was harassing. Bro, we was getting followed walking home, like, because of these motherfuckers. Bro, do you remember that one time y'all fucking took me to the wash? We ran from the police because these motherfuckers took me to an abandoned wash. And we just hear it run. I look, and they're running. And leave me, like, what the fuck? And then I'm running, and then that's it. Act like they ask somebody from the liquor store to get them a blunt. Y'all would do that shit all the time, too. And they acted like nothing happened. Like, we didn't just run from the police. I had this big-ass backpack. Like, it's crazy. It was crazy.
We used to be thugging, for real.
Yeah.
No cap, your brother was like my closest friend. You feel me? Like growing up, that was my dog. You know what I'm saying? So I want to get into, you feel me? You said you had a crazy, we already went over your, you feel me? A lot of shit, crazy ass life. You know what I'm saying? So how we end up really getting close is, you feel me? Her sister and them get into it. You feel me? I mean, her brother, we hanging out every day. I'm in their house every day at this point. Like, we older. I leave for
they
a
would
little
dip. They would wait for my parents to leave and go back inside the house. Like,
smoking weed all day,
yep.
Ditching. You feel me? Her brother put me on a lot of shit, but we ain't gonna do all that. But can we get into, you feel me? You said in your family, you lost two people.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell us a story a little bit about that? You feel me? About how you lost two people and walk us through that crazy ass shit. Walk us through how we both lost some people.
Yeah. Okay, so.
You got it.
My brother passed 2020. Yeah, right after his birthday type shit. I say two people because.
You got this shit. Take your time.
Like, a lot of people be like, little stuff like that too is weird because it be motherfuckers in my DMs like, oh, yeah, you know, people that have beef with my brother, shit like your brother, your brother, like, it was no gang shit. It was never no gang shit. My brother did not get, it was.
Some crazy ass family shit.
Some family shit, yeah. Something that, like, my dad didn't. So.
Take your time.
Yeah, it was just crazy. That shit feel like that shit's horrible. Like, that shit made me feel like I need to be the man now. Like, you know, like, as soon, like, thank you. Like, yeah, just that, like, we lost two people, and now I'm the man of the house type shit. Like, you know, my mom lost a husband and a son. We all lost a brother and a dad.
Hell yeah, I lost my homie.
Yeah, so, type shit. Yeah.
You feel me? It was crazy ass shit. You feel me? I know from my perspective, me and him was hella tight. I end up getting into some shit and I had to leave. I had to leave the city or whatever, and I end up moving to LA, and we would just connect through Facebook and shit. And I remember I started blowing up with the rapping.
Bro,
and
he was so proud of you. Like, he would be like, see, that could be you. Like, he'd be like, and that's my homie. We know him. Like, imagine, like, that was my homie. Like, he was just so proud to be your homie, you know? So.
That's crazy as a motherfucker. I remember he had hit me one day, and he
And Jason, he would make an Instagram one day and forget the password and make a new one. Like,
he was not a social media nigga.
He didn't give a fuck about a phone. Like,
facts.
I got my first phone when I was 17. Like, I wouldn't even be able to get. We were in the house and we had a phone. We was getting that shit checked every other time. Like, I couldn't even. Well, yeah, that's why it's fucked up, because, you know. Well, our dad did teach us a lot of shit too, but we can't. It's not even. I don't even feel proud even.
So I don't want to go too. You feel me? We can if you're comfortable, but, like, you know, like, how did that shit, like, affect the whole family when, like, your pops, you know what I'm saying, do that shit to my nigga Jason, you know, and then he pass away?
Well, our whole family is fucked up now. Because, like you knew, like, you would have never thought that would happen. Like,
facts. We were, like, all so close.
Yeah, like. But when you, like, a functional druggie, and you don't have it that one day, you could flip. And I guess, I don't know, that's probably what happened, but our whole family's fucked up, fool. All of us. Every single one of us. That's why.
And that's why they got you. And that's why you up here, because we're going to make this shit happen.
Yeah, like, I try to, like, be really uplifting, because, you know, like, I try to, like, just, like, I'd be like, damn, when this shit end, like, I've been, this is fucked up, like, why the fuck? But then I'd be like, damn, there's somebody else that, like, it was worse. Like, I think about the little kid, Gabriel, that thing that happened, like, kids that got tortured. I try to think that makes me feel like, okay, there's other people that have been through shit, like, worse. I try not to say this is the worst that happened to me, because God's always going to show you the worst could happen. And I don't want to lose my mom, my brother, another one, like, you know?
Right.
So when I don't know, but yeah, our whole family's fucked up. Like, they lost a brother. They lost, well, my brother's sisters, like, our family was so close, bro. Like, I'm talking about the family functions was at grandma's house every fucking Saturday type shit, you know? So it was like, where did this shit, like, what happened? Like, I don't know, we're all fucked up though. This shit still feel like yesterday to us.
That's a fact.
Yeah, every time. Like, I can't really even look at pictures and stuff like that, because this happens. Like, it's hard. Like,
you're losing a sibling as hard as a motherfucker. It gotta be. That ain't never happened to me, and knock on wood, but I know that's crazy, you know? So it's definitely some hard shit to deal with. You feel me? And I heard about it from, I think Julian hit me and told me, you know?
Damn.
And I was like, you lying. I'm like, nah, hell nah. You feel me? It fucked me up. Because, you know, I used to be in your house every day. I used to be in the house, and I'm like, you know how your brothers looked up to him, you know? And I'm like, hell nah. We all, like, you know what I'm saying? So, like, when I heard about that shit, it fucked me up, you feel me? I remember getting invited to this shit. I came. I couldn't. I was in that motherfucker balling.
I know,
balling.
You, yeah.
I was in that motherfucker balling. I couldn't. I couldn't. I had to get up, walk out. I couldn't. You feel me? Because I'm like, nigga, this is my dog. Like, you know, this is my boy. Like, nigga, me and that nigga had each other back through whatever. You feel me? We in the streets thugging, doing our thing, you know?
Yeah.
So, like, that shit for sure fucked me up. So, I remember when I seen you started rapping, I'm like, nah, like, whatever I could do, you feel me? Because, nigga, this my dog sister. Whatever yeah. I could do, you feel me? We're going to get this shit rocking, you know? Whatever a nigga could. You know, I ain't rich. So, like, you feel me? Whatever resources I can, you feel me?
Yeah.
That's why we in this motherfucker. You was already going crazy with your music shit, you know? So, I feel like it was the time, you feel me, to bring you up here. And you know, and I bring all this shit up because we don't give a fuck about no views and no shit like that. I know it's somebody who look like you. Who going through some shit exactly like that. You know what I'm saying? And some motherfuckers would be, some shit that happened to them and they don't know how to react.
And like, honestly, like, I don't even like saying all that Latino and black shit, but this is Latino, we are very, I'm sure with y'all too, you know, but like, y'all more outspoken when it comes to shit like that. Like, us, we're more like, don't say shit. Like, you can't say nothing. Like, keep that shit to yourself. Like, my mom's been begging me to go to therapy. Like, bro, I'm still a mess. I'm still doing what the, like, I'm still doing what, like, you know? She's begging me to go to therapy. But it's just, like, it's not, like, how it was. You're going to keep that shit to yourself. And but it fucks you up. So I would recommend, like, if y'all could do it, you know? Because if I could really literally sit there and talk to someone, I would. You know, but it's like, it's more so like, did something like this happen to you? No. All right, then what the fuck I'm talking to you about it for? Like, that's how I always feel, you know? And at the end of the day, I go home with this shit. Nobody else does. You know, I cry in my room by myself. So, yeah.
Hell yeah, you want to, you feel me, put y'all on game about, you know, because motherfuckers are lose people, don't know how to react, you feel me? Nigga, she's still doing her thing. She's still doing music. She ain't let this shit stop her, you feel me? And that's what I wanted to bring up, example of somebody who'll go through some hard-ass shit, keep pushing through, keep doing their thing, and keep staying consistent, you know?
Yeah.
That, and I think that you a perfect example of that, you know what I'm saying?
Thank you.
For sure, you feel me? So, you got any mixtapes? We need some tapes. We need some albums. We need some shit.
I know. Plug me in with some producers, man. These motherfuckers suck. Oh, wait, though. Shout out Late on Play, for real, because that's the only motherfucker that I've heard since my boy 89 passed. All right, let me talk about that for real quick for a little bit.
Yeah, break that down, too, because you said that was your first producer or your first engineer.
Real producer. Where I went to sit down, like, oh, this shit. Okay, this shit real. Like, That fool.
It's like your Metro Boomin and you 21.
Bro, what? He heard me rap. He's like, what the fuck? Like, he loves me. As soon as he met me, he embraced me. He loved me. He's like, I don't give a fuck about the money. I got all the equipment. We gonna make this shit happen. Like, I'm gonna see you. I'm gonna see you up there. Like, that fool ended up passing away.
What happened?
He had cancer.
Down?
Yeah, he had cancer. And it's fucked up too because the day I found out my brother passed. That was February 15th. 89 passed February 20th on 2023. And 23 already mean a lot to me. See that shit. That too, like, a lot of people ask me, like, what's up with 23? Like, a lot of people, I get banged on a lot for that shit too. So, but it's not nothing. It's my brother. Well, I don't know if you've seen, but that fool had a tattoo on his hand right here. It was 23. And he always be like, that's my lucky number, like, just say it. And my brother Mauricio clowning him, like, why you get a 23, fool? Like, what the fuck? Like,
he probably like, you should have got some shit for the hood first.
Yeah, like, what the hell? He was like, why did you get a 23? And then he was like, man, that's my lucky number, that's when I'm done. Like, and then he passed away when he was 23. And then his birthday is 23. And then on the clock it's 1 2 3 4 5 6 7 8 9, right? If you point the clock to 2:03, it's 2:15, the day he died. So it's like that,
it's,
you
some
know.
Symbolic shit,
it's
for
some,
you.
Yeah, it's deeper than that shit. So stop asking me where I'm from.
You're
and
telling then, me.
But now with the 89 shit, that's why it's crazy too. Like, I think it is really, like, because he passed away three years later, 5 days after my brother. So it's all like, but yeah, that fool believed in me so much, like. I'm talking, he'll go with me everywhere. He put me onto a lot of shit too. He's like, you're a female, like, you gotta be careful. Like, if you didn't see me, if you see me, you seen him, basically. And that's what it was. And that's why I'm not settling for nothing less. And I know what the fuck I'm wearing. I know what I bring to the table. So if you can't match that, you gotta go. You're just a burden, like, type shit. But yeah. That's the motherfucker that was like, you're not giving up. He would be in my ear every fucking day. Like, after even my brother passed, that day that my brother passed, he told me he had cancer. And I was just like, damn. He's like, I'm not gonna tell you this because I'm gonna tell you this right now because you know, shit's already going down. Like, he was still trying to work with me. Like, we was still trying to get it when his bones wasn't hurting type shit. Like, you know, man, I love that fool. But yeah, rest in peace, 8-9. I love that fool.
Most definitely. Rest in peace to, you feel me?
Yeah, both of my peeps.
So how do you stay motivated, you feel me, and inspired to continue making music and shit, you feel me, with all the hardships?
My family. You know, I keep treating myself like a regular motherfucker, but all these, like him, my homegirl outside, my boy outside, everybody around me be like, bro, what are you doing? Why are you working a 14-hour job? Like, oh, you should be doing this shit. Like, get the fuck, like, what are you doing? Like, start posting content. I just be like, bro, it's in, like, I don't care about that. Like, but it's like, now I'm starting to be like, nah, this shit, I'm done. Like, I'm ready to start living in my purpose.
All right.
And for a long time, it was hard, you know, because, you know, the shit that's going on, it is hard when you got other shit going on at home, but that's why you just gotta
put that shit into the music.
That's when I use my ADHD and be like, you know,
and start going crazy.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah, you feel me? So what can we look forward to in the future from you?
Shit.
Now, before you answer that, where you see yourself with this shit in 10 years? Where you want to take this music shit? Where you want to take it?
Already up there. Already up there. I already want a Grammy, all that. I want to do Super Bowl. I want to do all that shit, fool. Like, I'm not trying to just stay in L.A. Fuck this. I'm the L.A. Like, no, I don't care. I want to go. I want to hit New York. I want to hit Greece. I want to hit all that shit. I'm trying to be, bro, there has not been a Latina Nikki, a Latina that's taking it like that, like how y'all take it, y'all females, you know? I want to be that one, like, and I'm going to be, so I don't, shit. Step up if you want to.
Yeah, we gonna make that shit happen, you feel me? No cap, because when her brother was like, nigga, my sister rap, and I'm like, bet. You feel me? We gonna tap in and we gonna get that shit going, you know? So, yeah, what can we see next from you? You feel me? Musically,
oh, shit,
man,
my bad.
What you got
okay,
going on? No, that's good.
shit, I'ma just keep dropping singles and shit. I really do wanna work on a mixtape or album, but I'm telling you, like, I don't know, the way I work is kind of weird, but I want a producer, the same producer for all of it. Like,
you want to be able to work real close to somebody.
Yeah,
you
and I want it to feel
people.
Like family. I want it to be like, hey, I call you and be like, hey, you finished that shit? Like, and I'd be like, I got to text you and be like, oh,
business.
Yeah, if you believe in this shit, let's get it going. Because I got shit to, like, I got family to take care of. Like, this fucking L.A. rent ain't fucking, it's like, if you live in L.A., you already basically with, like, rich. Because, bitch, this rent is bullshit. And so is the groceries, so is the food. Bitch, So, you know, like, I really take care of people. So this shit gotta happen. Like, and I'm ready. Because if you give me 100, I'm gonna give you 110.
That's a fact, man. Hey, I think this was an amazing motherfucking interview. Mm-hmm. I didn't know her since I was a motherfucking kid. You feel me, man? Her brother was like
this. If we was talking all day, we would tell you all the crazy, but
we couldn't give y'all the real shit.
Yeah.
No cap, me and her brother done been through some shit together. This nigga was crazy. I'm telling y'all, nigga try to transition out of that, you know, and grow into a new motherfucker. But man, growing up, we was causing hell.
I'm not even playing, bro. McDonald's cops was getting called.
Hell.
Taco Bell cops was getting called. We got kicked out the bus one time because of these motherfuckers. Oh, my God.
We used to cause hell, man.
We had to walk.
Look, y'all need to make sure y'all tune in, man. Tell the people where they can find you everywhere.
Por Vida on everything.
Spell that for them just in case.
P-O-R-V-I-D-A. Yeah,
man. Y'all tap in with her. You feel me? No cap. This been another No Jumper interview. You feel me? I'm almighty. You feel me?
Oh, yeah. Shout out to you too, fool. I appreciate you. Love you for that.
Of course. You already know, gang. You feel me? And we out of here. This another one.